This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, June 26th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. USDA lowering food inflation forecast, and APHIS provides $502 million for avian influenza detections. U.S. Department of Agriculture lowering food inflation forecast. USDA economists continue to trim their forecasts for supermarket prices this year. The Economic Research Service now estimates that the cost of eating at home will be 5.9% higher this year. That's down from the forecast of 6.3% in May and 8.6% back in February. The lower forecast reflects the continued softening in food prices. Supermarket prices edged up 0.1% in May after falling 0.2% in April, 0.3% in March. By comparison, well, the 20-month average increase for supermarket prices is 2.5%. The biggest drivers of food inflation for this year expected to be fats and oils, processed fruits and vegetables, cereal and bakery products, and sugar and sweets. Pork is the only food category expected to be cheaper this year over last. USDA projects pork prices will be down 2.1% from 2022. APHIS provides $502 million to prepare for avian influenza detections. Highly pathogenic avian influenza detections are decreasing, but the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service doesn't plan to let up on its efforts to prevent the disease from spreading, announcing an investment of $502 million for additional disease preparations. HPAI in commercial poultry farms is down from 18 facilities in May 2022 to zero in May of 23, although poultry flocks around the world continue to manage the disease. This funding transfer will ensure that USDA can continue to stay on top of this outbreak and be ready to respond if detections increase, APHIS says. Previously, USDA has invested more than $793 million in emergency funding to respond to this outbreak by implementing quarantine restrictions, depopulating affected flocks, disposing of depopulated birds, cleaning and eliminating the virus from affected premises, and conducting surveillance in surrounding areas, the agency adds. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Senate bill proposes EQIP subprogram for small-scale producers. A group of Senate Democrats have introduced a bill that would create an EQIP subprogram to support conservation practices on small-scale farms and ranches, while also requiring the Natural Resources Conservation Service to train field staff on small-scale agriculture conservation practices. The lawmakers say the bill, which also would establish national and state coordinators for the EQIP subprogram, creates bonus payments for farms under 50 acres employing soil health practices and allow small farms to enroll on a continuous basis instead of waiting for the annual ranking period, will make it easier for small farms and ranches to access conservation programs. The bill is sponsored by Senators Michael Bennett of Colorado, Ben Ray Luan of New Mexico, Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Martin Heinrich of New Mexico, Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, Ron Wyden of Oregon, Angus King of Maine, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Jack Reed of Rhode Island and John Fetterman of Pennsylvania. EPA makes $10 million available for Pesticide Information Center. EPA is seeking to continue funding a National Pesticide Information Center to provide unbiased, accurate, science-based information on a broad range of pesticide-related issues, the agency said Friday. The agency said it will accept applications through August 7th for the five-year, $10 million program, which is currently housed at Oregon State. Trained experts will respond to questions on the risks associated with pesticide use, restrictions on pesticide use, to whom contact for regulatory enforcement, how to report information on a suspected pesticide exposure, and more, that according to the funding opportunity announcement. NPIC program staff also will gather information on suspected incidents that callers give voluntarily. Ukraine sets up company to improve ag exports to Africa. Ukraine has established a state-sponsored company, the Ukrainian African Trade Mission, in an effort to improve ties with African nations that depend on grain imports, according to consulting firm UK AgriConsult. The mission, quote, will act on a permanent basis to ensure Ukraine's foreign economic interests in African countries and support the process of providing humanitarian aid in them by providing advisory services, says Taras Melnychuk, the representative of Ukraine's cabinet ministers to the country's legislature. Now keep in mind, the United Nations World Food Program has been able to deliver donated Ukrainian wheat to some of the neediest African countries under the Black Sea Grain Initiative. But Russia is now threatening to end the agreement by July 18. We continue to work with parties, including the Russian Federation and Ukraine, to ensure that we can continue with the work of the Black Sea Initiative and the Memorandum of Understanding on Russian Food and Fertilizer, a UN spokesman said this week. And we're going to continue with that work as long as we can do that. Almond Board takes its message to Mexico with yoga and billboard trucks. U.S. almond exports to Mexico rose by 9% over the past year, but the Almond Board of California wants to see even more growth. That's why it's dispatched two mobile billboard trucks to Mexican shopping malls, supermarkets, and gymnasiums this year, where crews set up snack workshops and held yoga and meditation classes. This type of activity reinforces the relevancy of almonds to consumers and is a great complement to our year-long advertising and public relations efforts in the Mexico marketplace, said Becky Jeffers, the board's manager for North American marketing. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, June 26th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.